This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. Composers have been writing music influenced by stories and dramatic works for centuries. Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream is no exception. It's been made into a ballet, an opera, and has inspired a great number of musical compositions, perhaps the most famous of which is Felix Mendelssohn's incidental music, almost like a film score that was written to go along with the play. This weekend, the North Carolina Symphony, in collaboration with the NC School of the Arts, is bringing this tale to life on stage, the music depicting a fanciful world of fairies, elves, and wood sprites. Joining us now to talk about the show is one of the actors in the production, Ray Dooley, professor of dramatic arts at UNC Chapel Hill. He also leads the professional actors training program there. Ray, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're a professional actor. You've been one for more than 35 years. You've done Broadway, television, stage work. You've been with the Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill for more than 15 years. Shakespeare, obviously a specialty of yours, and
yes,
you're playing the part of the mischievous and capricious Puck in this production. What is it like to join forces with the North Carolina Symphony to bring this tale to life in such a grand scale symphonic presentation?
It is an extraordinary opportunity to bring both the text of Shakespeare's play and then some extraordinary music that Grant Llewellyn has chosen. Not only the Mendelssohn that you mentioned, which might be expected, but wide-ranging composers, even to the contemporary composers John Adams and Michael Gandolfi, all in service of underlining, amplifying, in some ways countering, in some cases, introducing the text of the play and the action that we are performing right on stage between the orchestra and the audience.
And for you as an actor, how does the music enhance the drama and help you tell the story?
There's a feeling that you get standing 15 feet from a full symphony orchestra that it has to be felt. For example, in the third act of Shakespeare's play, the four lovers have a fraught disagreement and actual physical fight over who's in love with who and what's going on. And behind that, Grant has chosen to put John Adams quaking and trembling from Shaker Loops. That is a frenetic, is the best word I have for it, but it gives the young actors who are playing the lovers an underscoring and a motivational enhancement. And the two, their work is playing back and forth with the orchestra, and it combines to make something much larger than the sum of the two parts.
So, Ray, this is obviously a collaboration involving many parts.
Yes.
The NC School of the Arts, some young actors in training to be professionals. What's it been like working with them?
Midsummer Night's Dream is a play that glories in youth, in love, the highs and lows of love. And we have an extraordinary company of young actors from the UNC School of the Arts who have been in training for 3 years now. They have one more year of training before they become themselves professionals. And Carl Forsman, their dean and the director of our production, has cast them brilliantly as the mechanicals, as the lovers, and as the royals in the show. And they are remarkable young actors, and it's a privilege to work with them and see, see before me the future of American acting there. They are delightful young actors, and the audiences are going to love what they do.
You've done A Midsummer Night's Dream before, obviously. How is this different for you as an actor and for your colleagues in terms of putting the drama with the music? Is it a different approach?
Yes, we rehearsed the play separately. The symphony rehearsed their part. The choir rehearsed their role. And then we came together in three rehearsals. And those were marvelous negotiations about which measure of music we would enter on. how long the music would play under the text before it was cut off. And you can find in that a rhythm, a kind of welcome, if you will, into scenes, a punctuation at the ends of scenes. There are some delightful moments that I won't spoil here where the two worlds intersect, if you will. That has been the great joy of creating something that's never really been done before, bringing these particular actors, these particular musicians and singers together in celebration of this glorious music and these wonderful words of Shakespeare's.
Here's an excerpt from Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale, The March of the Devil. It's obviously very percussive with lots of sharp accented rhythms. Describe what's going on here.
One of the wonderful aspects of this production is that Grant has actually placed a second chamber orchestra on stage among the full symphony orchestra. And they take on this Stravinsky and they take on the Gandolfi work. And for the Stravinsky, that is being used to underscore, introduce, celebrate the mechanicals, the lower class comic characters who are preparing their play to present before Duke Theseus on his wedding day at night, as they say. And the Stravinsky, that wild percussion, that slight sense of anarchy that is going on, underscores their work extraordinarily well.
Where does a production like this rate for you in terms of your career, which has spanned nearly four decades?
I was fortunate to do the Amadeus collaboration back in 2010 with the symphony, and this collaboration now, and these productions are just at the very height, because we are inventing something new as we go. Our rehearsals with the orchestra have been about integrating the two art forms together in really an extraordinary and I will say highly amusing at points way. And you don't get to do this kind of thing very much if you are either an actor or a symphony player or a singer. And to put them all together and we admire the work of the musicians. We admire what they do, and it is a joy and a privilege to work with them.
Well, I'm sure that it's mutual. A Midsummer Night's Dream, two remaining performances in Raleigh's May Mandy Concert Hall tonight and tomorrow, a joint production by the North Carolina Symphony and the NC School of the Arts. Ray Dooley, one of the actors in the show, in studio with us. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks so much, Catherine.